some kind of soul, some kind of mixture, some kind of goal, some kind of majesty, some chemical load. Kind of metal made up from glue, some kind of plastic I could wrap around you. The needy eat man-made, they wear phony clothes, they sit with our picture but then they'll be
some kind of nature, some kind of soul, some kind of mixture, some kind of gold.
Like plastics than digital foils to wrap up the sound and protect the girls from the spiritual poison we expel at night like phony clothes, but I really like my
some kind of nature.
We're back. Hello, everybody. It's Elliot of Showliet, and we're back. First show of sophomore year. I'm not a senior yet. We got a way better time slot this semester. Every other Thursday at 11 p.m., you know? No more a.m.s, no more mornings. Super excited. I have just a collection of, like, some songs I kind of found out about over the summer. And, yeah, that's kind of it. That was Problems by Jungle off their Volcano album, which is, I think, by far their best album and their most recent album. And, yeah, that whole album's great. Problems is honestly probably one of the less great songs on that album. But that just goes to show how good the rest is. Anyway, coming up next, we have two songs by Cocktail Twins, but not off their Heaven or Las Vegas album, which is my favorite. Just two different songs from different things. The first one is Cocktail Twins' Bluebeard off their Four Calendar Cafe album, and then Love's Easy Tears. All right, enjoy. Yeah. Little spoiler there. That was Bluebeard and Love's Easy Tears. And we're just getting started. Those songs I both heard this summer, and I don't know, to be honest, yeah, I think Heaven or Las Vegas is by far their best stuff, but this stuff, I don't know, it's like different. It's low-key, like really intense, like kind of psychedelic-y, like what are they even saying? But next up, we're taking a little bit of a genre change a little bit. This guy, Quadeca, he released an album this summer, and it was really, really good. I really, really liked it. So I'm going to play two songs off of that. First off, the album is called Vanisher Horizon Scraper. Very tough name. The first song will be That's Why, and the second will be Dancing Without Moving. And they're both very, like, you know, awesome songs. I don't know. I don't know what I was going to say. But yeah, they're great. Hope you enjoy.
Shit around when I was 16. My hair's been falling out since I was 16. It started turning gray when I was 17. Feel like I had more shit to say when I was 17. Now my perception got so filtered, my spaces are shrinking. Like there's no room for me and me with the way that I'm thinking. There's still some shit that keeps me purified, just let it flow. I gotta tap it while I'm sinking just to let them know. That's why. I saw so many new horizons and did not pursue it. I sound like a broken record when I'm talking through it. I should've roped them others in, but they didn't wanna do it. You might end up in my shop cause you were walking through it. At the yellow light, treat it like a bread. Backing out my truth, agrees best unsaid. I'm dying in this booth, all I see is red. I'm fighting my excuse to get me off the ledge. Cause if I jump, I might survive and that scares me the most. From afar only scares me from close. What's been keeping me afloat is barely afloat. Every stranger that I pass is wearing my clothes. Listen for the truth.
sore spot. That's a sore, sore. Every mirror of my life makes another blind spot. Everything that I got is a. Since I was the age of 2-2, I might as well do my dance without a crew. So I can step away from it, like, excuse you. Brush them off, no step without a shoe. That shooting star comes when the sun out. Better make that wish before they run out. I used to live in my regrets, but there's just one feeling I forget. Always feel like I'm turning my back. I get cut off. She wasn't the one, she's just the one off. Swear it was fine with me last week. Cried a couple times, 51 exactly. For every sign he tried to tip up. I felt God when the power box was switched up. Lower in the cellar before the trailer when we drift off. And if that brings me back around, I'll rise the gift shop. The waves feel like I'm turning my back. I wanna see you get low with the setting sun. I wanna spin you back around in front of everyone. Show me everything I'm missing this millennium. Not coming live from inside the moon, believe it or not. I feel the rhythm from my room, I'm slipping it out. Let that dance be a vessel, see what you got. Any second, he's gonna drop. The waves feel like I'm turning my blood.
That was Quadeca. Yeah. That's why it's probably my favorite song on the entire album. I think it's really good. The intro, maybe goes on a little long, but the actual song, I'm like, yes. That is why. And Days Without Moving, I don't know. It's fun. But I definitely don't like it as much as That's Why. Moving on, we have actually technically another song by Quadeca, but also Kevin Abstract off of his summer that he released this summer called Blush, which was like a whole like collab album where every song had like a bunch of different artists on it. Pretty cool concept. And, you know, definitely a good song. This song, Red Light, is definitely my favorite on the album, but there are a lot of other fun songs like Girlfriend, Pop Out, Abandon Me, not that fun, but still good. And then, yeah, after that, we're going to play the new Thundercat, like, single that he released with Remy Wolf, even though Remy Wolf isn't on this one. I Wish I Didn't Waste Your Time. Also short, also really fun. So, yeah, I've been yapping for a minute, so here we go.
On the interstate with my mistakes, they overstated.
I'll be waiting right there where you left me, right there where you lifted me up. I'll be waiting right there where you left me, right there where you lifted me up. Won't you stay in my dream?
That was Red Light by Kevin Abstract, Quadeca, and Amir Vaughn, off Blush once again. And then Thundercats, I Wish I Didn't Waste Your Time. I don't know, I really like Red Light. It's just like kind of got this like hypnotizing kind of vibe to it, I guess. I don't know. I know that's kind of like a not a great, you know, describer, but that's all I got. I really like that Thundercat song. I don't know, it's like not my usual go for, I guess, but I don't know, it's a lot of fun. It's not very long, so it's just a little kick. I don't know. Anyway, we're about halfway through the show now, so I think it's time for a PSA. Numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, yeah, sorry for that slightly depressing fact, I guess. Just to remind you, my name is Elliot, and you're listening to Tufts Freeform Radio, or Tufts Medford Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. All right, next up we have a Hall & Oates song that I heard for the first time, like just like a week or two ago. I don't know how I haven't heard it before. It is I Can't Go For That, No Can Do, and I don't know, also, just a lot of fun. I don't know how I haven't heard this song sooner, but now I have, so I've been kind of bumping this for the past week and a half. And then after that, the new Madison Cunningham single from her upcoming album, Ace. So far, this album seems like a little more, like, somber, that kind of vibe, which is all right, but I really liked her. I love her other album, which I'm blanking on the name. But her previous one is just so, like, indie folk, like, country vibe, kind of, and I really, really like it. So I'm hoping more songs are like that. But Wake, featuring Fleet Foxes, another great band who I've played before. But I'm just going to let them play. I feel like I've been talking for a long time, so hopefully you guys enjoy. We'll be right back.
You say that you could do me home in the safety of your arms while your eyes are atom bombs dropping. My head is full of thunder clouds. Lightning round of suffering, turning in and turning out the lining of our deepest doubts. In the California drought, we're drowning. I have
Oops, another spoiler. Yeah, Madison Cunningham, Wake, featuring Fleet Foxes. I like it. It's her second single off that album, and I think it's better than the first. The first one, I think, was called Your Name or something. I might as well just look now. But yeah, I think better, but both good. I also love Fleet Foxes, so... hearing him on this was awesome. Oh, the other song is called My Full Name. A little softer, slower song. Just not really what I care more about from her, at least. And then, yeah. The Hall & Oates song. Kind of long, but it's just a good kind of groovy vibe. I hate that word, but I use it a lot. Next up, we have Beware of Darkness by George Harrison. This song I heard in the movie Weapons that I saw this summer, and I don't know, it kind of hooked me on it, and it's just, I've been playing it every now and again since then. And then this song, Simple Life by Benny Sings, off some album that I think he announced like today or something. It's the first single. It's only 1:30, but it's pretty good. And yeah, enjoy. short and sweet, just like I like it. Yeah. 1 minute, 30 seconds of just pure chillness. Big fan. His other album, I listened to, after I found out he was on Loving Is Easy, one of my favorite Rex Orange County tracks, I decided to check into his discography, and his stuff is pretty good. It's like very like poppy kind of indie music. It's like jumpy, I don't know. You kind of got it on there, but you kind of just got to hear it to understand what I mean, I think. But also the George Harrison song, pretty solid. Getting a little old on me, but it's got a good little hook to it. It was really good when it was played over like the creepy Weapons intro with all the little kids like running around. That was a good. It was a good song choice. Next up, we're gonna play some songs off the new Blood Orange album, which I listened to this summer, or whenever it came out, like a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I'm not a big Blood Orange fan, but I really like this album. So I'm either going to play two, maybe three songs from it, but I'm going to start with The Field. And then I'm either going to play Countryside or The Train. And maybe all three, we'll see. But yeah, enjoy. So we have a lot less time than I thought, so I'm actually not going to play the other two Blood Orange songs, because I want to play these two songs to end out the show. But Actually, okay, I'm playing Taxes by Geese off their new album that they announced. It's coming out this Friday. Super excited about this one. This is the first single they released. The other two singles, Trinidad, not a fan. 100 Horses, Growing on Me, kind of like it. But yeah, Taxes was the first one they announced with this album, and this is my favorite of the three, so I'm going to play it, and then I'm going to say my final words of the night, so enjoy. Yeah, so that wraps up the first Showliet of fall 2025. I love that Geese song very much. Very excited for their new album. I'm going to this listening party at this local record store on Thursday night. Super excited. Hope I can get a signed poster or a poster or anything. Yeah, thank you so much for listening. I am once again Elliot Tessel. And yeah, we're going to round out the evening with Space Invader off Kate Renata's new electronic album. So yeah, good night.